Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on June the 27th at 1 p.m. I'm going to ask you very quickly to have something to write with. You want to give your phone numbers that you may be in contact with individuals and also other contact information, and to write down some points about what we're going to share on today. We thank you very much for tuning into the show on today. And we're going to ask you, at the icon up top, you should see the word follow. If you will click that, it will allow you to be notified of upcoming seminars. So let's get started. Today, we are going to talk about abuse-related trauma. And we're going to start a series that's going to last for quite some time. We're going to talk about emotional abuse versus conflict. We're going to talk about the signs of emotional abuse. We're going to talk about mental abuse, and also give you red flags to look for how an abuser gives off their signs and symptoms of being an abuser. But first, what we want to do is give you the number to call in. We want you to call in to 563-999-3694. And I've changed the format to have people call in so that you may share information about yourself, what you're going through, what you're experiencing, what you don't understand about what you're going through. No name, no phone number, no nationality, religion, or anything like that. Just talk about what you're going through and vent how you're feeling. That number is 563-999-3694. Now, until someone calls in, I will continue to talk. And when someone calls in, I will place you on the line, and you may go ahead and vent. Remember, this is only a 15-minute show because we can only retain so much information. At this time, I would like to give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also reach them by text, 88788. Text the numerals 88788. You want to text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, and that is to 88788. You may also chat with them online at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. I don't have the number in front of me today. I gave out a number last week to contact the Church of God in Christ. I thought they would be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but the recording I heard last week said, I think 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I can't recall right now, but my apology. But the 24-hour line, or the 24-hour information that I've given you to reach the domestic violence hotline, is very much available for you. Okay, so abuse-related trauma can develop after a person has been hurt and are neglected, usually in childhood. And just to say also, the underlying goal of emotional abuse is to control the victim by discrediting, isolating, and silencing. And the one thing we want to say before I forget is that to find yourself in an abusive relationship is not your fault. It is not your fault. You did not wear a sign inviting someone to emotionally, psychologically, and verbally abuse you. We want to make that very clear. So, to understand emotional abuse, we need to understand the difference between emotional abuse and normal conflict. So in the series of what we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk about emotional abuse versus conflict, signs of emotional abuse, signs of mental abuse, and the red flags that goes with both, and also how the abuser treats the individual. So please call in to 563-999-3694. I do not know how long it's going to take to do the series. And if you've been following the show, or if you've started listening to seminars from the beginning of the show, you will probably realize that you've heard a lot of the information, and now we're pulling it all together even tighter to discuss abuse-related trauma. Okay, abuse-related trauma. Abuse is something that is experienced by 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men, whether it is physically, psychologically, financially, you name it, that's the statistics. And what we want to talk about is right now is some of the red flags of emotional abuse. The abuser is hypercritical or judgmental towards you. Just think about that. It is human nature to judge, but in emotionally abusive situations, someone takes it to the next level. This can look like someone is putting you down in front of others, humiliating or embarrassing you, using sarcasm or teasing you, joking, saying things to make you feel badly about yourself, having an opinion about a lot of what you say, do, and think. They ignore boundaries or invade your privacy. Now, one thing I want to say, as we're nailing all of this, I'm going to narrow it down to 5. If you see 5 of these within your relationship, then you know that it is an abuse relationship showing emotional abuse. If the person gets upset when you don't agree on how you dress, how you spend your money, and what or who you spend your time with, and what you are interested in. I don't think I'll find this today, but I read earlier where people are able to assist their friends also if they notice this behavior in one of their friends' relationship. You can also help that person. And that's why we give the information out that you may contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And that number, once again, is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also check online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. And what we want you to know is they do not ask any personal information. You're just calling to get information, how you may help your friend, how you may help a family member. An abuser may even be listening. You may also call to seek help for yourself. And then also victims of abuse may also call. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, so here are some more signs of how the abuser acts. They are possessive and are controlling. They check your text messages, email, or social media accounts without your permission. They want to move a relationship faster you are comfortable with, either emotionally or physically, saying, I love you, very quickly, and pressuring you to do the same, pushing you to engage in sexual activities, pushing you to move in together. All of these are red flags. We all have the right to our own space. Sometimes it can be between the rush and thrill of any new relationship or connection and a violation of your space, because you may feel that you want to spend all of your time with this awesome person. This can look like your partner. Another red light. They are monitoring your actions, constantly calling or texting when you are not around. The abuser may try to restrict your behavior through unreasonable jealousy, such as getting upset when you want to spend time by yourself or with family alone. And like I said, monitoring your action, constantly calling or texting when you are not around, isolating you from other people in your life and or activities you enjoy or your work, demanding access to your phone, email, or social media accounts. They are manipulative. As an emotionally abusive person may try many things to get you to do what they want or feel badly, such as withdrawing affection from you when you've done something wrong, ignoring or excluding you, giving you guilt trips, making you doubt yourself, denying something you know that is true. And these are all the ways that the abuser manipulates and controls a victim. You may call in at 563-999-3694. I'm not going to ask you any questions. You're not going to share your identity, just verbalize how you're feeling. They often dismiss you and your feelings. The abuser may try to play down your emotions or your feelings, and they do this by saying you are too sensitive or calling you crazy, making fun of your achievements or hopes and dreams, refusing to talk about or take responsibility for their action, blaming you or someone else for their actions. It's never their fault. Now, as I'm reading some of these red flags, some of this is information that will probably happen once you're really far up into the relationship. But nevertheless, it is still abuse. Being indifferent to your feelings. And this is what the abusive person does. Trauma is a normal response to being abused. Many children develop or they survive abuse by developing ways of coping that last into adulthood. It's very important how you rear your children in domestic violence situations because it does affect them. It doesn't affect everyone. It does not affect everyone the same way, but it does affect everyone that's involved in an abusive household, whether it's physical, emotional, which is psychological, or verbal. Okay? So I think we have a minute left. Let me see. So we already talked about some of the red flags. Well, we have 60 seconds. Other red flags are they are disrespectful or cruel to others. They have unrealistic expectations, jealousy, and possessiveness. Wants to be with you constantly, accuses you of cheating all the time, follows you around and frequently calls and asks friends to check up on you. These are all red flags that you are in an abusive relationship. And Lars, well, we will continue talking about this on next week. And then when we resume, talk about mental abuse. So we thank you very much for listening and inviting you to join us on next week. same time, Tuesday, 1 p.m., and do not forget to check the iFollow icon. Good day.